Jessica Jones was a district winner, audience favorite, and regional finalist of the Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions. Her repertoire spans early music to contemporary opera. She last appeared at the Santa Fe Opera as Chris Ann Brennan in The Revolution of Steve Jobs, and she's back here to sing Lyra in The 13th Child, making it Santa Fe Opera and world premiere here. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You seem to be in demand for contemporary operas, especially American operas. Is there something that draws you to contemporary music?
Absolutely. I was lucky enough in college to sing a lot of contemporary opera, and I found that I was quite good at it. I didn't understand that that was a niche, but as I grew in my career, I found that if you can really present yourself well in American opera, it's a great space, and there's so much going on right now. Contemporary opera is really in its renaissance, and to be part of that in any way is really exciting and, for me, a really unique opportunity.
Lyra, the character in this one, doomed to tragedy basically before she was even born. She's sent away by her mother, not knowing why, for years. Finally comes back, learns of her 12, not to give too much away,
sure.
Learns of her missing brothers and reunites with her mother just as she's dying. There's a lot of tragedy in this.
Yeah.
What, as an actress and a singer, brings this character to life for you?
I think that because she's had so little information in her life, in her early life, we see her in that first scene where she appears at her father's funeral at 18, and her brothers she has no knowledge of. So when she has this moment of being with her mother finally after all of these years, she finds the strength that she's needed when her mother says, go find your brothers and my love is going to guide you through this. I think that in order to have survived so long on her own, even though she's probably been with nuns or somewhere in a convent or a nunnery or something, we can assume, she must have some inner strength. We see that in her mother, right? Her mother has also lived in isolation for so long that she gets probably a lot of that strength from her. So when she has that moment before her mother dies to really take that all in and feel that love, I think that guides her through her journey to find the brothers.
She really has to have an open heart.
Oh,
because she's learning
absolutely.
So much.
I think she has a wonderful spirit. I think that she is very optimistic in her outlook in life. So when she finds out she has brothers, she's dismayed a bit, but she's also overjoyed. So this quest, she feels, not only for her mother and for her family she must do, but to be united with the rest of her brothers would be just overwhelming for her in a way. And so she does have an open heart, and that's what keeps her safe through this journey to find them.
But this is a fairly dark tale.
Definitely. It's a Brothers Grimm tale, right? Adapted from it.
As a young person, how do you find that emotional depth to bring to a character like this?
Well, I draw upon personal experience. I've experienced some loss in my life. And so I take those moments where I've seen a person leave this earth, and I remember that. And I remember the gratitude I had for being able to be there in that moment. I think that it's been really interesting for me to process that now. You know, when I was even younger, I didn't have those experiences, so I'm able to feel that in a way that I wasn't able to when I was younger. And even though she's young, this character, she's not, you know, 14 or 16. She is 18, and she sees her father is dead. She's been isolated. So I think there's a lot of heartache in her. Even though she does have an open heart and a loving heart, she's not completely dismantled by that isolation. So hope guides her through this.
I think it's safe to say this is not your standard fairy tale princess. Did you grow up with the Disney princesses?
Absolutely. I loved Disney princesses, and I really loved Snow White, and I loved Sleeping Beauty was one of my favorite tales. And I find a lot of parallels here, obviously. You know, Lyra has to be silent. I don't want to give too much away, but if you've read the Brothers Grimm tale, you'll know that she has to remain silent in order to save the souls of her brothers after some mayhem happens. So those fairy tales are really informative, right? Who doesn't love being a princess, first of all? I mean, really, that's pretty great to be able to play a princess. But in this production, I didn't know which way it would go as far as the strength of the character. I think it's really interesting that Lyra gets to go on the journey, a female character. Even in the Brothers Grimm tale, that's true. So, yes, she's a princess, but she has a lot of strength that the other princesses or other portrayals of princesses don't necessarily have. So I'm trying to pair what a proper princess would do, right, from sort of the Disney fairy tale side of things, to the reality of the strength of this character that comes from the Brothers Grimm tales, that has to really find that to go through not only finding her brothers, going out, losing her mother, but then remaining silent and on her own and then nearly perishing. And in this production, I won't give it away, but she really has a lot of strength in the ending.
Now, check it out. This is a world premiere.
Yes.
It's been recorded before, but this mm-hmm. is the first staging. So tell me about the process of creating a role for the first time. How much leeway do you have to bring your stamp to it, and how much does the music show you what's there?
There's nothing like creating a role. I've been really fortunate, and I've been able to do that with the Jobs opera, for example. But in a fairy tale, this isn't a real person, right? So I have a lot of leeway. And, you know, you do your research. You research what would be her surroundings. How would a person like this function? Give yourself a whole backstory. But the creative team here, both musical and directing, artistic, lighting, everyone, the whole team has been wonderful and collaborative. So I've been able to bring a lot of things to the table, and we've been able to play and find some real nuance in the character. There's nothing like it. It's so exciting to be able to take something on for the first time. So thrilled.
Did you listen to the recording, or has it been pretty much piano vocal score up to now?
The recording, I believe, came out just a couple weeks before we started rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
So in my process, the role was pretty set in the way that I wanted to think about it vocally. The recording is beautiful.
You were working from piano score there.
Exactly,
yeah.
Piano score. So it was really nice, though. I decided the week before rehearsals, I wanted to hear the orchestration because that's such a huge element, and Ruder's score is glorious. If you haven't heard the recording, I encourage you to go listen and obviously come to the opera. But it was really helpful to hear the colors in the orchestra because, like you were saying, you know, that they really inform some of my choices, the colors, the textures. So the recording was wonderful to have before. Usually you don't get that luxury when you're premiering something, so it was nice.
Yeah, a lot
nice
like Puccini, I think. It's
exactly.
Almost like actors, and it's a score filling mm-hmm. in so much of the emotion and the setting.
Yeah. It's an absolute character. There's some beautiful thematic material, and we hear different things. We hear different characters in some of the material he uses. So it's a huge part of the drama. Huge part of the drama.
Jessica Jones plays Lyra in The 13th Child, making its world premiere at the Santa Fe Opera this summer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to talk to you.